Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, good evening. Dr. Gerald Pfeiffer here with another session of Medical Frontiers here on a Monday evening. A beautiful, beautiful day in Pittsburgh. Rob, wouldn't it be nice if we had a whole year like this?
I can handle that. I would love that. Sign me up.
That'd be great. Okay, we have a two-part show this evening. Our first segment, we're going to be talking with Ellen Duffield, who is president and CEO of Highmark Whole Care. And that's an important thing in its own right, but she also is the chair of March for Babies this year. And Ellen, how are you this evening?
I am well, Dr. Pfeiffer. I too enjoyed the beautiful weather that we had here today.
Absolutely.
I'm on board for doing it year round as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we're going to be talking about the March for Babies, but before we do that, you know, to the listening audience, Ellen Duffield, as I said, she is president and CEO of Highmark Whole Care, and she has a bio that will take up a couple pages. It's very, very impressive professional bio for sure. And, I was reading about Highmark Whole Care, and just spend a couple minutes to tell us about that before we talk to you about being the chairperson for the March for Babies.
Happy to, Dr. Pfeiffer. So I am privileged to lead Highmark Whole Care, and we are an organization that serves over 400,000 Medicaid participants, as well as dually eligible Medicare participants across the Commonwealth. And we provide, your basic medical services, from seeing your primary care physician to obtaining your medications. But we do this at a community level. We work very closely with our providers and health systems across our networks, but we also work very closely with our communities and our community-based organizations in defining areas of opportunity for intervention and improvement. And that really makes us very unique in this space, and very proud of the work that we do.
I know that you've been in the leadership position, I think, for about almost 3 years now. Have you noticed that you're making an impact?
Absolutely. When I think about the work that we did with the pandemic and what we learned from the pandemic in terms of how we engage with our members in order for them to take action, has been incredible. And that really helps us have an impact in, for example, improving immunization and vaccination rates, or, getting moms to their postpartum visits. Or now, as we are coming to the close of what's called the redetermination effort with the public health emergency ending, it really taught us different ways to engage with our members to really help drive those health outcomes, or providing our members with access to services that they need on a daily basis so they can think about taking better care of their health as well.
Are we getting closer to the point where no one should have to go without medical care?
I think we are. You know, certainly there is an opportunity for improvement. I would not deny that. Uh-huh. But as we move through the redetermination process, and we're talking about 3 million Pennsylvanians who have gone through this massive effort over the course of the year, and what we have found is that, you know, it is taking a bit longer. But that being said, we are finding that, you know, over 70% of Pennsylvanians are able to renew their Medicaid coverage. But then what happens is the state automatically connects them with Affordable Care Act opportunities. In Pennsylvania, we call it PENI. Uh-huh. But we have seen that there's been a movement of individuals over to PENI as well. And in addition to PENI, many families or with children are eligible to enroll their kids in CHIP program as well. So we are getting closer. Absolutely. And I think this redetermination effort, again, really kind of highlighted where some of the areas of opportunity are to really have an impact.
Okay. How about March for Babies?
Yeah. I am incredibly excited and honored to be the chair this year. You know, it's shocking to say that the United States is one of the worst developed nations for maternal health. Shocking as that may be, certainly the pandemic did not help it. And when you look at Pennsylvania in particular, our maternal mortality rate is more than double the national average. And I just learned this morning that there are actually six counties in the state of Pennsylvania, in the Commonwealth, that there are no maternal services available, okay. Which is stunning.
Ellen, I don't want to, I apologize for interrupting, but we need to take a break. You hold on, and when we come out of the break, I'm going to finish up with the March for Babies. This is Medical Frontiers. 866-391-1020 is how you can get in touch with us. We'll be back after the break. Okay, we are back on Medical Frontiers, and we're talking about March for Babies with Ellen Duffield from Highmark Wellcare. Whole Care. Ellen, take it away. March for Babies.
Thank you. So the work that the March of Dimes does is very much focused on healthy moms, strong babies, and fighting for moms and babies is really at the very heart of what they do. And, you know, for 90 years, they've been investing in research, and a lot of, you know, what they did, you know, resulted in surfactant being available. Education, you know, helping clinical staff and students understand implicit bias, certainly advocacy at the state and federal level, and then, you know, local grassroots campaigns such as March for Babies. And all this work is very highly aligned with the work that we do at Highmark Whole Care, looking to ensure that our moms, you know, have healthy pregnancies, resulting in healthy babies, and, you know, mom gets her postpartum visits and the kids get their well child checkups and vaccines, et cetera. So the work that we're doing is highly aligned. And then personally, you know, I have twin boys. They were 5 weeks premature. And, you know, and I was very fortunate that I had fantastic prenatal care and you know, care for my boys. And everybody should have access to that, you know, is my belief. So very much aligned in what they do. I'm a part of their board and was just very excited to be a part of it. So some details about the actual march itself. It is Sunday, April 14th, and I'm hoping we get the weather that we got today.
Oh, that would be great.
On the day of the event. Wouldn't that be great? It's at Acrisure Stadium. And the activities start at 8:30, and there will be all kinds of activities there for kids, for adults, you know, to learn more about what the March of Dimes is doing, some, you know, well care checkups, games, you name it, it'll be a really fun morning for everybody. So that starts at 8:30. The walk itself follows the opening ceremonies at 10 a.m. The walk is actually 3 miles, but certainly folks don't need to walk the 4 miles. Just come and join and contribute would be fantastic. So it's really a great event. We at Whole Care are fielding at least count 5 teams. We as the March of Dimes board, we're looking to have 80 teams out there, and we have a goal of raising $1 million.
Oh, that's great.
And if we accomplish that this year, it will be the first time that they've achieved it. And we've come really close the past year. The pandemic kind of muddied the water a little bit, but really great progress. So we're really optimistic that we're going to get the support needed to hit that $1 million goal this year. So super excited.
Well, that's really great, and I really, really appreciate, and I'm sure everybody does, that you're willing to share that this year. I was reading an article in the paper over the weekend about the mortality of underserved women, babies, and so on in Pennsylvania and Allegheny County, and we're higher than certainly we should be. One is too many. But I was also interested in it's a multifaceted problem. It's not only not having, proper health care for everybody, and it's there if they access it, but these mothers sometimes are using drugs. Sometimes they're in poor health for other reasons. There's a factor of domestic violence that adds to the mortality in a year after a baby is born, whether it's the mother or the baby or both. So it has to be attacked from all sides. And I think it's amazing that you're doing this on two fronts. You're doing it by chairing the Walk for Babies, the March for Babies, but you're also doing it on the health care payer side, that is something that you should be very, very proud of. And thanks so much for being our guest this evening, and good luck to you, and let's hope you have a great, great sunny day on Sunday the 14th.
Look forward to it. Thank you so much for having me.
You
have
bet.
A good evening.
Have a good evening, Ellen. Okay, now we're going to talk about dentistry, and specifically about xerostomia. And we have as our guest this evening a new guest on Medical Frontiers. She's Dr. Paulina Sonino. Dr. Sonino is head of the Division of Dentistry at AGH. She happens to be my dentist. My dentist retired. Can you imagine that? Retired a few years ago, and Dr. Sonino was assigned to be my dentist, and I'm very pleased to have her as my dentist and have her as a guest this evening. We're going to be talking about xerostomy and other things about general dentistry. Welcome to Medical Frontiers. How are you doing?
Thank you so much. I'm doing really, really well. Thank you for having me, and looking forward to talking with you.
All right, and we're going to be talking about xerostomia. What is that? That's a term that many of our listeners probably know as dry mouth.
Correct.
But, what is? Why do we get dryness in our mouths?
Well, there are many reasons why we can have dry mouth. Primarily, it could happen as a secondary effect from taking certain medications. There are over 500 medications, whether they're over-the-counter or prescription medication, that can cause dry mouth. And it used to be a problem that older meaning 50-plus, people would experience, but it seems to be also happening in younger populations due to medications. It could be allergy medication, it could be heart medication, anti-anxiety medication. So it's a very, very unfortunately prevalent thing that we see. It could also happen secondary to dehydration, to radiation therapy of the head and neck, autoimmune issues like Sjögren's syndrome.
Okay, we need to take our next break, and we're going to come back and talk more about dry mouth with Dr. Paulina Zunino. 866-391-1020. If you have symptoms of dry mouth, tonight is your chance to talk to an expert. We'll be back after the break. Okay, we are back for our next segment of Medical Frontiers, and we're continuing our conversation about xerostomia, dry mouth, and general dentistry questions and so on. So give us a call at 866-391-1020. Doctor, you told us some of the reasons that people can have dry mouth. Is this an effect that these medications and other things affect the salivary glands? Is that why we get a dry mouth, because the salivary glands are not producing as much saliva?
That is correct.
Okay. And there are times when the salivary glands can become diseased themselves, you know,
correct.
With tumors, yes. Infections, et cetera.
Right.
So it brings to me the idea that the mouth is so important as far as our general health is concerned. Hey, that's the way we take our food. We can also breathe through our mouth, although it's better to breathe through our nose. But, the mouth is our entrance for sustenance, you know.
Correct.
Eating good food, that type of thing. Sometimes eating too much food. Sometimes eating food that is not good for us. But the health of the mouth itself, the oral cavity, is extremely important.
That is correct. And when we think about dry mouth, we have to think of all the functions that are compromised. All the functions that saliva has, including lubrication of the soft tissue, the gums, the cheeks, the tongue. Saliva has enzymes that helps to break down proteins and carbohydrates. The first phase of digestions happen mm-hmm. in the mouth. It helps with articulation of sounds as things don't get stuck, obviously. So people that, for example, teachers that are talking all day long, you know, speech can be difficult. Swallowing, right? We need saliva to lubricate the esophagus and the oral cavity as we starting to chew, and create the bolus of food to be able to swallow. So it becomes more difficult to swallow and more easy to choke on our food. Things that are dry, like crackers and chicken.
Okay, is there an opposite problem also with people who make too much hypersalivation?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
What causes that?
We do. Sometimes just, if you're nervous or if you're working on someone, sometimes, or for people that have a strong gag reflex, there's more production of saliva mm-hmm. for that reason. Mm-hmm. Certain medications.
Okay, and how about the health of the oral cavity itself? Some people have tremendous halitosis, and
right.
halitosis is mostly caused by bacteria, I guess. Right?
And right. So there's we have to, when we think about dry mouth, we also need to think about the microbiome in the mouth. Which is very specific. So we have good bacteria, bad bacteria. When we have dry mouth, there's a shift in the environment. Mouth becomes more acidic, more friendly to the bacteria that causes decay. So people with xerostomia have an increased risk for decay. And if you are not exercising good home care, let's say you're not flossing properly or not flossing at all, your risk for decay and your risk for having bad breath obviously goes up.
Okay, and just another word about xerostomia. We have tears, artificial tears for dry
right,
eyes.
Right.
Do we have artificial spit?
Oh, that's a great question. I guess not per se. However, we have a lot of tools that we can provide or recommend our patients to use to increase saliva, to stimulate saliva, and to help with lubrication. Three of my favorites are coconut oil. There are actually studies by the NIH on the
over-the-counter?
Coconut oil is, yeah, something that you use for cooking, avocado oil, and olive oil. So I recommend patients, and they're over-the-counter products too, that you can use, sprays and lozenges. Mm-hmm. But we have to be careful. Some patients will use mints, cough drops, things that are, they may have honey or sugar, and of course the bacteria that's feeding on those sugars, the bacteria that's thriving in a dry mouth environment. So that's the bacteria that's going to increase their risk for decay. So we don't want to recommend things that obviously will increase that risk further. So the oils are probably my number one recommendation. Use it throughout the day. Maybe use a little spray bottle, put some olive oil, avocado oil. You can swish, you can spray it, you can swallow the oil. The only thing I remind patients is to, especially with coconut oil, is to, if they're going to spit it, swish, you know, for 10, 20 seconds, to spit it in the garbage. So that way they don't clog the pipes.
Are there mouthwashes that will help with dry mouth?
Yes, same thing. I know there's biotin, but once again, those products, they help a little bit, but you have to continue to use them throughout the day. And if you have oil, avocado oil doesn't have a particular taste or smell, so it's probably the easiest for people to get used to it, and it's perfectly safe to swallow. So I ask patients to start with that before they even take the first bite of food.
Mm-hmm.
To spray it a little bit or swish and swallow the oil to prime the esophagus. So mm-hmm. there's less likelihood of them choking on food.
Just regular olive oil.
Yeah, regular olive oil, avocado oil, coconut oil.
Yeah. So you can cook with it. You can drink it.
You can swallow it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. How about it just staying hydrated in general? The mouth is basically one of the first places that you get where you get thirsty, you get a dry mouth, whatever, you're dehydrated when you're hiking, running, you know, not drinking enough water. And so just general hydration helps too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's one of the first thing I notice when I'll evaluate a new patient and I see they have a little bottle of water. I know they're suffering from dry mouth.
Right, right. Yeah, can dry mouth also lead to halitosis?
Yes.
Because of the...
So that's a really interesting question, because halitosis, so you have to map the bacteria. So people that have periodontal disease has a different map, bacterial map, if you will, a different microbiome. And mm-hmm. Their bacteria smells different than, it is true, than, I don't know if you've heard the term periosmell. That's from people that have periodontal disease.
Right, right. So there's good smelling bacteria and there's bad smelling bacteria, right? And what you want to do is keep the bad smelling bacteria at bay, right?
Correct. Yeah. So untreated gum disease will probably be the one that gives the most halitosis because of the sulfur compounds of the bacteria that causes gum disease.
Okay. All right. Well, we need to take a break. This is Medical Frontiers. We're talking about xerostomia, dry mouth, and other dental problems and so on. 866-391-1020 is how you can be the first caller to talk to our experts this evening about dry mouth or any other question you have. 866-391-1020. We'll be back. Okay. We are back for our last segment on Medical Frontiers, talking about dry mouth tonight. And 866-391-1020, we have three callers in our queue. Let's go to Michael. Michael, good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing?
Great.
I've been taking Vicodin for about 20, 25 years now, and I get severe dry mouth at night. I seem to be okay. I mean, I get a little bit of dry mouth during the day, but when I lay down at night, it's 10, if not 20 times worse. Any advice or any idea why it's when I lay down that I'm sleeping and I get such dry mouth?
Doctor, what do you think?
That is a great question. So the reason dry mouth feels worse at night is because the production of saliva decreases significantly at night for everybody. Because we're swallowing less, we're not chewing, we're not moving our mouth, so it feels worse at night. And that's when I recommend patients, before they go to bed, to spray their mouth, and after they brush and floss, to spray their mouth with the oil, because oil will stick to the tissues and the teeth for longer periods of time than just water.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Let's go to Tom. Good evening, Tom. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I was going to, he may have just covered, I was going to ask what common medications have caused dry mouth, and among the pain medications, which ones are particularly problematic for dry mouth as well?
Doctor?
Yeah, sadly, pretty much all of them cause dry mouth. Pain medication, heart medication, blood pressure medication, allergy medication, which is over the counter, anti-anxiety medication. So if you're taking more than one, the side effects actually multiplied, and that's not uncommon. There's a lot of people taking them. You know,
pain medication plus pain medication. Psychotropic medications.
Exactly.
Since I have you, morphine?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Tom. Let's go to Marlene. Good evening, Marlene.
Hi, yes. Good evening. Thank you for taking my call. I try and eat everything organic, and I know that onions and garlic are so good along with broccoli. However, you know, you get bad breath. I try and use hydrogen peroxide. I don't want nothing to do with any kind of stuff that contains alcohol. And I think that sometimes breeds more germs in my body. Anyhow, is there anything besides the hydrogen peroxide, the flossing and doing all that other stuff? Is there anything else that I could take that the smell was
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, once again, the oils are a great tool that you can use before and after eating, before, so you prime your mouth and the esophagus before swallowing, so hopefully, you know, decreasing the risk for choking, and that way things don't stick as much. Rinsing with water afterwards. I agree with you. Alcohol in any form, including mouthwash, can be very irritating to the tissues of someone that has dry mouth. So once again, the oil becomes a very nice tool to help, you know, keep your mouth moist, but also, you know, prevent the excessive smell of onions and garlic and anything else.
Okay. And I should brush my teeth and then spray it with like avocado, you're saying. Okay.
Yeah, you
Thank
can
you
switch
for taking
with
my
it.
Call.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Pardon me?
You can switch with it or you can spray it. Yeah.
Okay. I do coconut pulling too.
Yeah, that's
excellent.
Out,
like you say, in the garbage. I do it for like 15 minutes.
Yes, that's
some days I don't have time.
That's a different technique.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, thank you very much, Marlene. Appreciate the call. In closing remarks, how about how often should we see a dentist? When was the first time a child should see a dentist, et cetera?
That's a great question. We typically recommend for children at age one to see the pediatric dentist, because the pediatric dentist will go over diet and the timing when the teeth come in and things to help the parents, you know, care for their children's teeth. So H1, I would say, would be ideal. But at that point, typically kids have a couple of teeth.
Then once a year after that? Or?
So the recommended schedule would be 6 months for somebody that doesn't have gum disease or dry mouth. If your risk is higher because of dry mouth or you have periodontal disease, then the recommended schedule is either 3 or 4 months every 4 months.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much for being our guest tonight.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. And keep up the good work in the dental clinic there.
Thank you.
And we're going to say goodnight for Medical Frontiers. A beautiful day today. We hope we have more of those in this late spring. And we'll be back in 1 week. Thanks so much for listening. Good night from Medical Frontiers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.